Welcome to Jamaica's Promise, where we highlight happenings at the primary level. On this week's program, Plant Jamaica introduces a sustainable school garden initiative in select schools. I'm Andre Palmer. Stay tuned. Finding solutions to tackle the effects of climate change is one of the many issues faced by the government. But this local social enterprise found a solution of its own, planting sustainable gardens in communities and schools across Jamaica.
What we're trying to do is create awe-inspiring edible and multifunction landscapes for pretty much most urban environments. This can also be done like a corporate location. So we're trying to inspire people with these awesome gardens that are at different influencers' homes, etc. And it will make other people in other areas, when we go to perhaps an inner city community or a rural school, be really excited about what it is that we can do for them.
Chief Executive Officer Plant JA Andrew Bruce. The entity also produces a number of educational videos as part of the educational component of the initiative. This in an effort to teach persons how to create sustainable gardens.
And we look at soil building, we look at composting, we look at water harvesting, we look at growing your own food so that there's not a distance to where your food needs to travel or where you need to go for it. We look to many other different techniques and methods to actually be able to create wealth, not just to be able to create savings for someone's pocket and increase their health.
Plant JA has successfully implemented gardens in two schools, Holy Family Primary School in Kingston and Ascot High School in St. Catherine. The gardens are used as educational tools for students.
We took unused space that was just kind of piling up with, you know, brush and leaves, and sometimes was used as garbage in areas for kids to get in trouble. And we turned it into a really nice outdoor classroom and also a small organic farm that is to give teachers, children, parents, community an example of a small space garden that maximizes how much food you can grow in it. So they can mimic it and they can put it in their own homes, backyards, within the community. They learn high-density farming. What's the most amount of food that you can grow in a very small space? A lot of people think that I don't have a lot of land, right? I live in an urban environment. How much food can I really grow? You can go vertical. You can put things in containers. You can put things in the ground. You can find ways to make an instant garden so that you don't necessarily have to go and look to buy containers to do some healthy organic farming.
To implement the initiative, the organization received grant funding from the Environmental Foundation of Jamaica, the Pilot Program for Climate Resilience, the Climate Investment Fund, and the Inter-American Development Bank. The program is still in its early stages, and work is being done to strengthen the program to ensure schools have the necessary resources to run the project. However, Mr. Bruce says he is happy about the initiative's early successes.
I do know that at Ascot High School, the figure that I got from the agricultural teacher was that she has 250 students now in the agricultural program. And before we started, it would have been two-digit figures. We can only get better after this, you know?
Chief Executive Officer Plant JA, Andrew Bruce. For more information, email Mr. Bruce at andrew@plantjamaica.com or visit their Facebook page, facebook.com/plantja. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for your company. And if you know of an interesting program or activity at a primary or a high school, let us know and we'll highlight it right here on JIS Radio. Just email us at radio@jis.gov.jm or call us at 926-3590. On behalf of student engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Andre Palmer.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.